a drying cloth is over.
All right. And would you call the one you wash with any different?
Dish rag.
What do you call a small square terry cloth that you would use to bathe your face?
A bath cloth.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen sink?
Water.
What do you turn it on with, or what does it come out of?
Well, now, I want to tell you that we didn't have one
yes. Of
those. We had a well.
Uh-huh.
We drew water from a well and brought it in a cedar bucket. And that cedar bucket had to be scrubbed once a week so that it had brass bands. So that those brass bands shone just like gold. And the cedar bucket was just as clean, and the wood looked real fresh.
That was a weekly taste good.
Oh, yes. That was a weekly chore.
And today now, is the old home place still standing?
The old home place still stands. It's about to fall in, but it still stands.
Well, do you think that they put in a water system there now?
No.
All right. And in your own home today, in the kitchen sink, what do you turn on to get the water?
I turn on the tap.
And if you were unfortunate enough not to have your house underpinned and it was so cold, you might be afraid that your water pipes would do what?
Freeze.
And if they freeze too bad, what will happen to them?
They will burst.
And people used to buy flour in a what?
Barrel.
And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
I don't know. We never bought it in large quantities.
And what do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
Use I can't call the name of it.
Well, it could be on a pitcher, or maybe. If your salt box had no spout, you might make something like this to pour the salt into a small shaker. You can't think of the name
for that. I can't think of the name for that. Oh, my.
Now, if you bought lard in large quantities, what would you call the container?
It was a can.
All right. Sometimes some of these things are not in our experience that they like to hear about. A lot of it's not in my experience.
See, we never bought lard.
Yes.
We raised our own. It was when we kill hogs, you see, the lard was rendered from the fat of the hog in that big black pot out in the backyard.
Oh. And did you have horses? Did you ride horseback?
Not much.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were in...
I was most too small. When I was growing up, I was afraid of something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just never did become much of a rider. I loved horses. And I loved to ride in the buggy.
In the buggy.
Drawn by the horse. But
when
I
you
never
were,
did ride horseback much.
In the buggy, what did you use to make him go faster?
A whip. We didn't have to have a whip, though, very much. We had a horse who, when he was headed toward home,